Hello, and welcome to a short CPD-style listen on radiotherapy after breast reconstruction. Local control, capsular contracture, and the gray zone 1 to 3 nodes. This episode is based on a Gold Coast education evening on Wednesday, the 10th of June, 2026. Otter titled it Breast Cancer Treatment Seminar. About 20 minutes. Clinic education, not personal medical advice. Same day companions, the imaging talk at breast-imaging.drcoda.com and the medical oncology write-up going live at breast-treatment.drcoda.com. Those are different lectures. The speaker is Selena, radiation oncologist, director of training in Australian and New Zealand radiation oncology. Otter mangled the introduction almost completely. A master's Otter heard as budget from Lindsay University. A fellowship in Sarkova in Sheffield in 1911. Training wishes in race, brain, and skin cancers. Most likely a Sheffield fellowship around 2011, FRCR era, not 1911, with interests in breast, brain, and skin. This write-up does not invent a surname. Marie has already covered reconstruction types. Selena is here for radiotherapy after reconstruction. She starts with a case. A 47-year-old woman with a palpable lump. Imaging, a density, two masses, biopsy invasive cancer. Then MRI, which showed 7 lesions. She had a bilateral nipple-sparing mastectomy, Otter said nipple-squaring, sentinel node biopsy, and implant reconstruction. Otter said directed and cutting reconstruction. We are not inventing a technique. Histology was more than the MRI, 9 foci of invasive cancer, 6 millimeters to 12 millimeters, over about a 95 by 17 millimeter area. Grade 2. Associated high-grade DCIS, Otter said ductal custodian, then carcinoma syrupy. The margin was involved, invasive cancer, and DCIS, nodes negative. ER positive, HER2 negative. Otter said her affair was negative. She could not have further surgery. She had already had a mastectomy. Discussed in MDT, plan, chemotherapy, then radiotherapy, then ovarian suppression and hormone therapy. Radiotherapy, 5 weeks to the reconstructed breast, then a higher dose, a boost, to the positive margin area. Total about 6.5 weeks. On the plan, a layer of tissue equivalent material over the implant. Otter heard bonus. That is bolus. It pulls dose up to the skin. She did not give gray or a named technique. We do not invent them. Photos. Week 5, radiotherapy dermatitis toward the axilla plus discoloration. 1 month later, much settled, implant looks relatively good. 6 months later, pain, contracture, a smaller right chest wall, fine blood vessels, telangiectasia. She went on to fat grafting and implant replacement. Selena's line, radiotherapy is the bad cop. Side effects usually develop slowly. This woman developed relatively early capsular contracture. Otter said captions contracture. Why does radiotherapy do this? Cell death and cell damage. Fibroblast activation. Fibrosis. Blood vessels in the skin and the tissue underneath. Wound healing suffers. Superficial skin can be lost. Ulceration. Then, on a reconstructed chest, capsular contracture, implant malposition, poor cosmetic outcome, Otter said cognitive outcome, wound breakdown, infection, necrosis, reconstruction failure, implant loss. Autologous flaps can contract too. Otter said flat contracture. So why reconstruct at all? Marie already covered types. Selena only restates the why. Body image. Psychological well-being. Quality of life. Clothes fitting. Avoiding an external prosthesis. That is the other side of the ledger. Radiotherapy can damage the reconstruction, that was meant to protect those things. The question is not reconstruction or radiotherapy. It is how you hold both. Why still give it? To reduce chest wall recurrence and nodal recurrence. Nodes, axilla, internal mammary, otocent fossil, and the supraclavicular chain. Local control is not only a local story. Reducing loco-regional recurrence improves survival. The graphs she showed are an old meta-analysis. Mastectomy plus axillary dissection. In the gray zone 1 to 3 nodes group, 10-year loco-regional recurrence about 20% down to about 4% with radiotherapy. 20-year overall survival, about an 8% absolute gain. Similar direction if 4 or more nodes. She is explicit, those graphs are old. Chemotherapy has come a long way. Do not quote 20 to 4 as the risk for a 2026 woman who has had modern chemo and a sentinel node rather than a dissection. Hard indications, as she listed them. 4 or more nodes. Tumor more than 5 centimeters. Skin involvement or muscle involvement. Involved surgical margins when further surgery is not possible. That last one is the 47-year-old. Her nodes were actually negative. The margin is why she still needed chest wall radiotherapy. The intermediate group, the gray zone. Smaller tumors, under 5 centimeters, with 1 to 3 nodes, or a slightly larger tumor, plus extra risk. High grade. Lymphovascular invasion. Multiple foci. Young. Hormone receptor negative. Discuss the pros and cons. It is a balancing act. The gray zone 1 to 3 nodes group is controversial because the meta-analysis is old and systemic therapy has moved. A more recent trial in intermediate risk patients did not show improvement in disease-free survival or overall survival. Caveat, in the same breath, that trial was done when everyone had axillary dissection. Practice has moved to sentinel node and, where possible, avoiding dissection. You cannot copy that trials omit radiotherapy message onto a woman who still has an undissected axilla. She did not name the trial. We do not name one for her. Everything belongs in MDT. Every breast cancer. Often after surgery. Sometimes before, is there a role for chemotherapy first, neoadjuvant, otocent neoadjuvant later, and might she need radiotherapy? That last question changes reconstruction choices. For GP land, if a woman is heading toward mastectomy plus reconstruction, the useful question is not only did the surgeon offer an implant. It is has MDT already asked whether the chest wall is likely to need radiotherapy. Complications. Reconstruction itself has risk. Radiotherapy increases it. About 2 years after reconstruction, without radiotherapy, about 23 to 24% complications. With radiotherapy, about 33%. A definite increase. Not a doubling. Satisfaction studies, implant and autologous, relatively high scores for the breast, the outcome, psychological well-being, physical well-being. Women who had radiotherapy score a bit lower. Still not too bad. How to move forward. Side effects relate to dose. If you do not need a higher dose, do not give a boost, less fibrosis, less contracture. De-escalate. Find who may not need radiotherapy at all. Think about volumes, whole breast or chest wall plus nodes, versus omitting the nodes. A relatively recent unpublished trial. After neoadjuvant chemotherapy, women with a pathological complete response were randomized to regional nodal radiotherapy or not. Otocet regional motor, and something like superficial valves exit, read as regional nodes, including supraclavicular fossa and axilla. In that complete response group, omitting nodal radiotherapy made no difference. Select group, high-risk features going in, then a complete response. That may be a group who can omit. Unpublished, as she said. Not a protocol. When the reconstruction is already damaged, capsulectomy, otocyte captured ectomy, fat grafting, implant exchange. That is what the 47-year-old needed at 6 months. Closing line, almost word for word. We always want the best cancer outcomes. Local control. Survival. And then we balance psychological well-being and quality of life. It is all a balance. Check current RANZCR, EVQ, MDT decisions, and the woman in front of you before you change anything. This has been ACPD style summary of 1/10th of June 2026 Radiation Oncology Talk, about 20 minutes, for Gold Coast General Practice. Not personal medical advice.